From KUOW, it's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman. The Seattle Seahawks are just 2 wins away from a return to the Super Bowl, and Seahawks fans are thrilled. Despite the excitement here, though, overall this has not been a very great year for the National Football League. There was the Ray Rice incident and the league's tone-deaf response to domestic violence. Adrian Peterson was arrested for abusing his child, and the team in Washington, D.C. refused to change its name and mascot. It all led some fans to vow they would give up football, but overall, Americans' appetite for professional football is actually growing. So why do we keep watching? Sam Eifling is a freelance reporter for The New Republic. He's written about the NFL's misdeeds. He says the league's big blunders lay at the feet of Commissioner Roger Goodell.
I think his big misstep was grossly misreading what people would expect was a reasonable response to the Ray Rice video. The vivid nature of that act, of a 200-pound man just absolutely clobbering a woman with his arm, knocking her out instantly in against a wall, was horrifying to most people. And the fact that Goodell really kind of swept it along really called into question his capacity as a fair-minded arbiter in these situations. It was a fiasco from the word go when it came to any questions from the public about what the NFL's role in that was.
And in fact, there was a lot of response to the release of that video from the public. There were a lot of inquiries. Goodell was called on the carpet. And some people said they were going to stop watching NFL games. Why do you think people really didn't stop watching?
I think it's actually in some ways a great question about how people digest things they find morally repugnant. In a sense, the NFL does a good job of removing, and they did this year, a good job of removing those actors, right? So Ray Rice, once people were sufficiently revolted by him, they benched him for the entire season. And the same with Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson, I mean, the photos that came out of where he had you know, whipped his kid really got people worked up. And about the time the Vikings were coming in to say that they were going to reinstate him, the blowback was such that they pulled him for the entire season. So I think what the NFL has figured out is how to keep us just in that place where we will root for this violent game. We will root for these intense and aggressive people to do their jobs. And once they go over that line, that's where Roger Goodell's Law and Order NFL comes in. They pull out Peterson, they pull out Rice, and what we're left with is this product. You can say, look, these guys who are left are fine. These are just the manhandling, bone crunching, incredibly strong, incredibly fast people you've paid to watch crash into each other for years now.
I'm talking with journalist Sam Eifling about the NFL's 2014 misdeeds and why people still love the game. You've written that unlike some other sports, football players can be a little bit anonymous. What did you mean by that?
All these guys are swaddled in armor and you can't tell them apart from the distance that you sit from the field. And so if we did see football players as more individual, we might be more incensed by their individual actions, but as it stands, I've watched football for, 25 years at least, and I still get mixed up watching a D-line and an O-line smash into each other. I couldn't tell you who's on the field at most given times. I think a lot of what happens is we end up watching the ball itself, and only after the fact do we even know, in some cases, who touched the ball during the play. So a lot of those guys are really interchangeable, and I think the NFL counts on that to a large extent for fans to lose track of individual stars and really root for teams and root for the league as a product itself.
Given that you have written a pretty strong critique of the NFL and its misdeeds this year, do you have any little lingering guilt about liking to sit down and watch a good game?
I sort of comfort myself by just telling myself I won't support any of the sponsors of the league, which I think is actually a better plan. If you were just decided to avoid, say, Bud Light, because you see a Bud Light commercial and you say, oh, that's where the NFL will really feel the bottom line. I don't know that me not watching football is gonna bother the NFL. I enjoy watching football, but perhaps if NFL fans decided that current sponsors needed to perhaps exert a little more leverage, maybe something would change.
What, aside from that, if anything, do you think would make you stop watching the game, make other football fans stop watching?
Wow, that's an incredible question. I don't know of any league in North America, any sports league, that people really stop watching. If you look at the anger people had after the baseball strike in 1994, audiences, for the most part, came right back. It didn't take very long before baseball was having these fantastic years again. And I don't know that the NFL itself is more violent than Americans are. This is a thing that Americans actually like watching, is they like watching violent people who are aggressive and who trash talk and who injure each other on the field. These are things that we've all come to know and love, and I don't think it's necessarily out of character with that side of American viewing tastes to put up with a little bit of collateral damage out of that, for lack of a better term. And in fact, this year, just the level of attention we saw given to football, I think, brought a lot of people into thinking about where the sport fits in their life, and they decided like they're pretty okay with that.
Sam Eifling's a freelance journalist. His latest article on the many misdeeds of the NFL appears in the New Republic.